Every bit of evidence against Frank sifted and tested, declares solicitor, Atlanta Georgian, Hearst's Sunday American, July 27, 1913. Solicitor General Hugh Dorsey, who will prosecute the case against Leo M. Frank, last night gave the Sunday American the following statement. Without going into the merit of the state's case against Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of little Mary Fagan, the possibility of a mistake having been made is very remote. To say why the state believes Frank to be guilty of this murder would be hurtful and lay before the defense the evidence we have so carefully guarded. We have employed only the fairest methods and have accepted no evidence until it had been subjected to the acid test. Conley's connection with the case occasioned the most careful investigation. No statement of his was accepted until it had been proved. He is merely a link in the chain. We looked into the possibility of Conley having committed the murder, but with other facts considered, it was impossible to connect him other than as an accessory. Whether there can be a reasonable doubt when the evidence is weighed remains to be seen, but on the eve of the trial, I have no misgiving as to the strength of the state's case.